This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here at New Hampshire HempFest, third annual edition. First one they've ever had at Rogers Campground, which is one of our favorite places to broadcast from. The connection here can be a little janky, so apologies for any wobbly sounds to our voices here tonight as we are on our live Saturday edition. We do still have a way to get your calls on the air with us, so you can still join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to comment on the story we discussed in the first hour, which was about the DEA confiscating $200 million in cash from... what, 2,000-something victims?
5,200.
5,200 people.
Charging people, two of them with crimes.
Right, people just like you. Because, you know what, I'd be interested to see what the crimes were that the other those two people were charged with. I highly doubt it was trafficking any significant amount of drugs at the same time. They probably had a joint or something like that in their backpack or whatever.
I couldn't say, but this is happening at airports in America. It's not like they're going to these people's houses and taking their money, you know, in some bad neighborhood or something. This is happening at the airport
right.
That you travel through.
So that story's on the table. Also, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Taylor Keene Studio, we do have Skype. We don't have that tonight. That means we also don't have our video feed because we're live here on location at HempFest. Again, plenty of time for you to join us here and bring up what you want. In other news, over in France... you guys discussed on the Thursday night show a pretty outrageous story about this thing called the burkini.
Yes.
What is a burkini?
It's a swimsuit that covers most of your body, including a head wrap like a hijab.
But unlike, say, a wetsuit, there is sort of a frilly sort of cloth thing that covers sort of from breast to just below buttocks.
Yeah, this is, you know, it takes all the fun out of bathing suits, as far as I'm concerned. But it's not my business.
Right.
No one's making me wear, you know, one of these at the beach or anything like that, the rare occasion that I might make it to a beach. No one's making me wear anything weird. This is just a swimsuit for religiously conservative people.
Who? Right. And are they actually able to go in the water in the...
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
It's made of material that sheds water.
It's a strange thing, I'm sure, to see it. And apparently there
is a law that makes people take clothes off at the beach.
Right. That's what was so crazy about this, is this town in France where this is happening is saying, if you have one of these burkinis, it's illegal to wear it on the beach. You have to take this off to get down to a certain minimum level. Did they explain what level of clothing... That has to be removed. Like
they were just calling it, you know, from a community standard, it was offensive. And basically, what they were talking about was essentially the hijab. Now they call this a burkini because the words fit together nicely, but it's not a burqa.
That's right. That's not. Is that what the actual people who wear it call it, or is that what the news media has decided to term?
Who knows?
This thing?
It's a clever name. I like it. I can see it from a marketing standpoint. It's catchy, but you know, the head wrap for this is what they call hijab.
Right. So they're saying you got to take the clothes off, which is very interesting because in the past, what, 100 years ago or so,
they had people out at the beach with a ruler making sure that the skirt on your you know, swimsuit wasn't too short.
Right. Now, I don't know if that happened in France, but it definitely happened in the United States.
Yes.
So it's been a very interesting change where, it used to be that you had to wear, you know, you had to cover up as many inches as possible on your body, show as little skin as you possibly could, and now the reverse is happening, where if you want to be covered up at the beach, some people are finding that offensive, and there's now a law against that.
Right, and this is a law against certain types of clothing, because if you want to wear a big floppy hat and some sunglasses and a long-sleeve shirt and long pants, you can certainly do that at the beach in France. This is about looking too Muslim.
So there's an update on this story, and that's coming from countercurrentnews.com. There's a picture that somebody took of three police officers surrounding a woman
on a French beach.
Yes.
And she is in the process... What now?
At Nice.
Right. She's in the process of removing portion of her clothing under threat from...
Armed French police are making a woman strip on the beach.
Under threat from these officers. The image was shared wildly on the internet, and it could soon be at the center of litigation for those who choose to share it. A French politician is threatening legal action. This is according to The Independent. Threatening legal action against social media users for sharing photos of the police enforcing a ban on the burkini.
Let's go ahead and share that.
Christian Estrosi, the president of Province Alpes Côte d'Azur.
Excellent. And give me his email address because I want to send it to his butt. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. I don't care where you are. You're going to tell me I can't share something on social media?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. He says that...
That's because he's ashamed of his actions.
The region where the full-body swimmer is prohibited said official complaints had been filed about the distribution of the pictures of the police officers. He added that the officials were, quote, just doing their job.
Yeah, well, you know, just doing your job. Most of the atrocities that have occurred in the 20th century came from people who were just doing their job.
Right.
That's not an excuse for anything.
I believe there was actually a tribunal that was called after a lot of these horrific incidents happened.
Was that Nuremberg?
And one of the things that they said was, I'm just following orders is not a valid excuse.
Following orders. Here's the next law. Any government official who says, I'm just doing my job, I think we should force them to do it in one of those crappy German accents. I was just following orders.
Well, the sad thing is, and there's a little more to the story, but the sad thing is, there are people who really hate being photographed in public or having video taken of them.
They shouldn't be public servants. Making public money out in the public sphere, messing with the public.
I totally agree with you. I'm also talking about private citizens in the public don't like it either. And so there are likely going to be a number of people who support the banning of photographing or distributing photographs of the police enforcing this law. So if you're out there and you think that people shouldn't be able to take photos of police enforcing laws, I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I also want to hear from you if you think it's okay to outlaw hijabs.
Photographs of one incident where at least four armed police officers confronted a woman on a beach, reportedly fined her, and made her remove clothing attracted widespread criticism on social media. In short, the disrobing of women in public by officers is a state-sanctioned sexual harassment. And what's worse, this is according to Countercurrent News, is that those watching are compliant in this violation of those women. The French government wants protection for their officers, but clearly not for their women. Another video circulated showed a woman being pulled from the water by a policeman, although she was wearing a hijab and not a burkini. Many have said the burkini ban is an act of Islamophobia, misogyny, and an attack on freedom of expression. So it is an absolutely outrageous story, and they're talking about bringing charges or some sort of lawsuit against the individuals who repost these photos.
Well, I think we should all post them right away, just so that they get a little taste of what that's like when they attempt to, the Streisand effect is what this is called. Every time you try to push something down on the internet, it comes back in tenfold. But is anybody out there really that concerned about people's hats? I mean, is that what this is all about? Oh, my God, she's wearing the wrong hat. Look at her hat. I don't know, man.
The conservative politician said in a statement, quote, I am denouncing what seems like a manipulation that undermines the local police and puts the officers at risk.
Well, if they'd stop enforcing stupid laws, they wouldn't be at risk.
Already complaints were filed to prosecute those who spread the photographs of our municipal police officers, he said, and those uttering threats against them on social networks. In the days since the controversial ban came into force, 24 women have been fined. So there are apparently quite a few burkini wearers on this beach.
So what's interesting here is you see the threat of the state, all right? So the state is an organization that issues threats. I don't think anybody can really argue that. These were four armed police officers handing a ticket to this woman, making her disrobe.
Right.
She didn't disrobe because she wanted to. She didn't disrobe because they convinced her. She disrobed because she understood that they would drag her to jail and lock her in a room.
That's correct.
And so what the state is saying is, we may threaten you, you mayn't threaten us.
And we're talking about, you might not threaten us by, you know, our feelings getting hurt, because the all we're talking about is pictures being shared on the internet here.
Well, there might have been some people saying that there's terrible things should happen to these police
officers. Yeah, could be.
They could very well have said that.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll take your toll-free calls here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
And we might be getting studio audience involvement here in a little bit. We'll see about that. In our studio, our remote studio at Rogers Campground up in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's an incredible location to have any kind of festival. This happens to be New Hampshire Hemp Fest, where we're broadcasting from tonight. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Now, you don't have to call in and bring up whatever it is we're talking about. We're talking about the burkini ban in France, which is now resulting in threats against people sharing photos of the police enforcing the burkini ban on the beaches of Nice, was it?
Nice,
spelled N-I-C-E. And so we can continue that story. Also, speaking of Europe, there's Liberland. That's a thing. It's a 3-square-mile property that exists between Croatia and Serbia that neither country actually has laid a claim to at any point, apparently. And so a bunch of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving folks went there and they said, well, this is ours now. And they named it Liberland, and they're now trying to get recognized by other nations. In fact, 7 Polish legislators have proposed recognition of Liberland. The Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes a case for statehood for Liberland. So they're moving forward with this as strongly as they can. They are determined to get some sort of recognition for Liberland, and at some point move there and start building a society.
All it takes is longevity in a situation like this.
Right. Now, they've already had more than 100,000 people request citizenship for Liberland, but obviously it's a small place. Probably can't fit 100,000 people in 3 square miles very easily, so they're only going to be able to let some
people
in.
There's plenty of countries that have more citizens abroad than in the country.
So anyway, to get in, you're going to have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. To learn more about Liberland, go to liberland.org. That's liberland.org. As we continue here from New Hampshire Hemp Fest, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to comment on the DEA and their outrageous seizing of hundreds of millions of dollars of cash from Americans in airports across the country.
Without charging them.
Right. Or the burkini, your freedom to wear or not wear whatever clothing that you want to. I mean, we're here at Hemp Fest. It's more like people are going to have their clothes off at Hemp Fest than more clothes on. In the burkini's case, it's women that want to wear a very lot of clothes while they're at the beach, and they're being prohibited from doing that over in Nice. So we can go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's start out with Mike. He's in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Daryl, Mark. Yeah, I just wanted to issue an opinion on surveillance. I'm a little conflicted, but in general, pro-surveillance. I find it ironic that, you know, given the book 1984, et cetera, that we don't need to be that concerned about government as we are about private citizens. I mean, we are all watching. I read an article that, I don't know what city it is, but somebody donated $750,000, put an airplane or a drone in the air, took a picture every second of virtually the entire city and is catching criminals. And now they're questioning the legality of that. Can you just fly over a city and take pictures every second?
Why the hell not? There's satellites up there that are constantly able to monitor and record things. Why shouldn't an individual be able to do that?
I agree. So, I think the whole thing's kind of flipped upside down. The government, I think the books of the past said fear big government, but I think we are, the 7 billion people are keeping an eye on the government, too.
Well, yeah, we can keep an eye on the government in a way that we haven't been able to previously with the Internet, the easy availability of video cameras. You know, now anybody with a smart
technology.
Right. Anybody with a smartphone has the ability to hold government officials accountable. If it's the police or whoever it is that's misbehaving, whether, you know, it could just be some government office worker who's being an awful person. You know, pull out a video camera and record that interaction. And then you better believe they're going to change how they behave believe, sometimes for the worse, but at the very least, if they do that, it'll make for some very interesting video footage, and you post that on YouTube and you embarrass the hell out of them. So we do have a way now of being more able to affordably hold these government agents accountable. Before, you would have had to have special video equipment that was probably very, very expensive to be able to record things, and now anybody has that that capability. So I agree with you, we can hold them more accountable, but ultimately that hasn't resulted in any kind of, you know, reduction in the size of the government. Having video cameras hasn't stopped the police from attacking
people. Really, the only thing it's done is get police departments to put cameras on their cops, which I think is...
Which they then turn off sometimes.
Obviously, it's going to take more activism. For one, they get to keep the video, and that they release it when they feel like it.
Any thoughts, Mike?
Well, it's a difficult journey. I think that liberal land or liberal land over there is going to require, some sort of policing, some sort of government system, some means to manage itself. So, I think America's got the best shot at maintaining some sort of freedom. It's a tough haul.
You know, the United States has slipped down the world freedoms charts as far as economic freedom.
It's not maintaining it very well.
It doesn't even show up on the top 10 as far as social freedoms, right?
I agree. It's terrible. And let's show up in November.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, the difficulty with showing up in November is who's going to make us more free.
Thank you for the call, Mike. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's true. I mean, certainly Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not going to make you more free. The government's going to get bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive than it has ever been, regardless of which one of those two wins the election. Now, of course, there are other choices, like the Libertarian Party or the Green Party, so I think people should look at all of their options. At least that way they know that they do have another choice. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're having a little bit of trouble with our remote phone screening software here, so I would suggest, Daryl, you reload that page and see if that helps out.
Why don't you just call the board up and call names out?
Yeah, if our board up is paying close attention, that will work. So we could try Michael in Tallahassee, Florida. If our board operator can, Brad, if you can bring him on. Michael, are you with us? Michael is gone. So that's the thing, our call screening software. So, all right, let's bring Parker on the line here. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey guys, so there's two different things that I saw that I thought you guys might find interesting. One is a story by the Next News Network about a second Earth-like planet, and the other is something about Kaepernick not standing for the national anthem. So,
who's Kaepernick?
He's I believe a quarterback for the. For the San Francisco 49ers. Now, bear in mind, I'm from Washington, so I love the Seahawks. But I do have some sympathy and or support for Kaepernick not standing for the national anthem.
Let's talk about that. Stand by, Parker.
That's
our toll-free number
deal.
Here is 855-450-FREE, because I also support him in not standing for the national anthem. 855-450-3733. I wouldn't do it. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here on our live Saturday edition. We're live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest, and of course, plenty of time for you to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the number, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the burkini ban on a French beach or the DEA stealing money from people, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. And also, if you have Bitcoin, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it for free over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or the Apple or Google App Stores. It's cross-platform, by the way, so it's available for more than just smartphones. It's also available for Windows, Mac, and Linux users. Plus, there's browser plugins, so grab it over at jax.io. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash. Those are three different cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, of course, being the most popular of the three, and more currencies are coming to the Jax wallet. There's Shapeshift integration, which is pretty unique. That allows for frictionless, easy exchange between the currencies right there in your wallet.
You can no longer say you don't understand Bitcoin and you can't figure it out. Jax makes it easy.
Right. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a listener of Free Talk Live and the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's super easy to back up your wallet, and I would also add very important for you to back up your wallet. If you lose your phone or it breaks or something like that, you want to have that backup so you can reinstall it somewhere else, and you still have your Bitcoin if you got the backup. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. As we go back to Parker in Washington, Parker, you're calling about, what was this football player's name again?
Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, I believe, And
Colin Kaepernick.
And he plays for the San Francisco 49ers. And while I don't like the team that he roots or that he plays for, I do like the fact that, or at least I stand in solidarity with him in the fact that he took a stand on an issue and decided.
Or actually, he didn't take a stand.
Good point.
He took a stand by not standing. Right.
Exactly. And
so it was at a game that he did not stand for the national anthem.
At a preseason game when San Francisco was playing the Green Bay Packers at Levi Stadium.
And so he's getting a lot of S for this from people?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm of the opinion that no one has the right to force you to stand for something that you don't believe in. Be it
I agree.
The flag, be it the national anthem, whatever it is, you have a right to say, no, I don't believe in this, and I won't stand
you do,
for it, both
but
literally
he is working
and figuratively.
For Yeah, that's true, but he is working for a private organization
that makes their money on patriotism to some extent.
If,
I mean,
if they want, if the NFL or whatever team he works for, Washington, whoever it was, or California,
San Francisco,
if they decide that you have to stand when we say stand, then that's certainly their provision to do
but
that.
They're not the ones that are giving him the flag. It's law enforcement and some of the fans.
Okay, because I was wondering, was NFL going to punish him for this?
The article that I saw about this comes from a website titled lawofficer.com, and they actually have a quote from Kaepernick where he gave an interview after the game against Green Bay where he said, quote, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder.
Parker, thanks for bringing this to our attention here tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. As always, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Look, it's going to offend some people. That's true. But it's also getting him attention for the issue that he cares about.
Right. All the football players that agree with him, that stood for the national anthem, nobody's interviewing them.
Right.
And they're not getting stories. It's the not standing that got him the interviews. And, well, you know, I mean, I tend to think that doing activism is sort of anti-patriotic, often brings out the worst in people. They clam up, they stop thinking. Dear God, you've besmirched the glorious flag. You must die. So many brave men and women have given their lives and blah, 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 right? Like you've heard it over and over again. But what those brave men and women gave their lives for was freedom. The freedom of a person like this to make a protest. This country was created by protesters, people who stood up to their government, stood up to their government so much so that they were willing to take guns and shoot them in the face.
Sure. As long as the government, and look, while I agree with him that, you know, black people are being killed by the police, there's white people and, you know, Hispanics
people.
And Asians. Yeah, human beings are being killed by the police.
And that's by the government and by all kinds of, you know, like, you know, the state is an agency of force.
The government military bombing innocent people all around the world. As long as the government continues to kill innocent people, as long as it attacks people because there's always a threat of violence behind those. As long as they're using the threat of violence, I want nothing to do with them.
them in any way possible, and I'll do everything I can to protest their existence. So I think this guy's a hero. Let's continue on, though, with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Let's talk to Rachel in Virginia, listening to WLNI in Lynchburg. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thanks for being here. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about Burkini.
Sure.
I just wanted to know if like your bigger problem is with the treatment of the women that are wearing a burkini in France, you know, by the police. Is that a bigger problem for you, or is it a bigger problem for you of the surveillance of their police treating the women the way they did? Hello?
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest, nhempfest.com, third annual Hemp Fest, and it's our first time here. I have enjoyed it. It's been a great crowd. Our internet connection has been a little wonky. The phone line that we're connecting with right now has not been so good to us tonight, so apologies to anybody that wonders why we just disappeared during that last segment. That's what's going on. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Things look a little more stable on our connection right now, so we're going to go back to your phone calls. And then actually we're going to go to a special anonymous guest in the studio here. Rachel is back with us. Rachel, I'm so sorry about that unexpected interruption there. You were trying to ask us a question, and we never really got through it. Can you start over on your question for us?
I absolutely will.
Thank you.
I was asking about the burkini. I was wondering if your biggest problem is with the way they were treated as far as wearing a burkini in France, or is your bigger problem with the surveillance of the police enforcing that code?
Well, I support watching the police. So just to be clear, the issue here is people are being threatened for photographing and sharing the photographs of the police on the internet. I have a problem with that, and I have a problem with women being told what they can or can't wear on the beach. So I have a problem with anyone who's having their freedom of expression, whether it's through photographs
or the things that they wear being threatened. That's what I have an issue
with. I believe in freedom, and that means I believe you have the freedom to wear what you want, that the government shouldn't be able to put some kind of dress code in place, especially when we're not talking about people, you know, showing off private parts or anything like that. And secondly, I believe that you should be free to share media because, well, you know, it's media. You should be able to share it.
I agree with both of it, too, because I think that obviously if they're doing something that's hurtful to somebody else, it should be shown, you know, and I don't think that these women wearing these burkinis is hurtful to anybody. You know, they're just enjoying themselves at the beach.
Right, and similarly, a woman who is completely nude at the beach is enjoying herself at the beach, and she should also, even if someone is offended, she should be allowed to do that, too.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the beach. I've been to the beach here in Virginia or North Carolina, and there's, like, people that probably shouldn't be wearing the bikini they're wearing, but they're out there on the beach, and nobody's policing it. And
no.
That's ridiculous. I just think the whole thing is ridiculous.
Rachel, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'd go ahead and say, Ian, that you and I depart at that point. I think that nude beaches, there should be nude beaches, and those nude beaches are for nude folks, and that those of us who wish to wear, bathing suits,
prude.
Okay, fine. I just think that, some people are going to want to see it.
If it's a public beach, anybody should be allowed.
The problem is that it's public, okay? The government claims ownership.
If it's a private beach, you can control whoever you want to. Allow or disallow on your private beach. Let's add our guest in here, special in-studio guest here at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. He has asked that his name not be revealed on the air due to the sensitive nature of the issue at hand.
Party on, radio people.
The good news is I don't know his name, so we're in good shape.
And the issue is something about the NSA. So, Mr. Anonymous, go ahead. What is it that you wanted to discuss here tonight?
Yeah, so I read about this recently. And it seems to be true, as far as I can tell, that the NSA had a group of hackers building really sophisticated hacking technologies. And they were, considered like state-level like hacking equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they got hacked. These people who made the hack, the hacking equipment got hacked.
Wow, okay.
And now the tools they created are being ransomed for like $500 million.
Yes.
And my understanding is that Edward Snowden did confirm that the code that these crackers were able to receive is actually code that the NSA was running when he was working
there. They sent him a copy to verify it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So what you're saying is hacking tools created by NSA agents have now been stolen.
I don't think he sent an entire copy to him, but it was probably, I think they released like a small piece of what they have.
They sent him samples at the very least, and he said, yes,
that looks legit.
This is legit.
So, just to be clear, hacking tools, elite hacking tools created by the NSA have been copied by hackers who've hacked the NSA.
So here,
and now they're trying to get the NSA to give them $500 million to give it back to them?
No. To anyone. It's messed up. So when you think about it, they took your money, and
the NSA did.
They're trying to protect us, supposedly. And they
hopefully our board operator,
Mr. Bordop, please.
So sorry, first time on radio.
Yeah, you can't say that on the radio.
I did announce that earlier. My bad.
Hopefully our board operator was able to catch that. He got it. He says, "Okay, good, good."
Sorry, board operator.
No more S words, F words, C words. So keep it radio safe for us here.
So
what were you saying?
Yeah, so really high level stuff, and they then lose it, and now we're way less safe. And the thing is, the level of the depth at which this technology goes into like the secrets of huge organizations makes it so that like this is a huge breach of trust. Like they collected a lot of very dangerous information. And they're going to use it in a good way, and they have been using it, and they also now lost the ability to use it exclusively.
Right. This is the internet version of a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's what this is.
So they're saying anyone with $500 million
You send that to us, we'll give it to you. So the Russian government, the Chinese government,
right,
some mega corporation or something like that.
Pirate Bay, doesn't matter.
Well, the Pirate Bay doesn't have $500 million.
No, they don't, but yeah, they did.
Well, that's an interesting story, and I had not heard about
and
it.
And obviously, if they sell the technology can still be sold again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's copyable.
At this
infinitely.
Point, it's just...
They could give it to China, Russia, and, you know, Iran.
Now, I heard about the hacks. I just did not know that there was any kind of auction for the information.
Yeah, it's... And if you're not the winner of the auction, apparently you lose your money or something, is the way this goes. So they haven't had a lot of luck with their auction because their auction technique stinks. But I suspect now that they have this incredibly valuable tool, they will either be successful in auctioning it off and be very, very wealthy, or get shot by spies.
And this group calls itself Shadow Brokers.
Hmm.
And according to the Intercept, they did send at least a snippet of the code to Edward Snowden. Snowden confirmed, yes, this is legit. And apparently there's some kind of information saying that this may have actually been an inside job.
Well, there is that
meaning
possibility.
That, the people at Shadow Brokers are actually working for the NSA,
or at least some of them.
This
are.
Is the problem with giving government agencies this kind of power, is because, you know, people can walk out the door with the internet equivalent of a nuclear weapon in their pocket. That's the problem here, people. You keep on trusting the government, but the government's nothing but people. You want the government to protect you from people because people are bad, but the government is full of people, and people are bad. You have this circular, crazy logic going on.
Mark, all we have to do is elect the right people to government.
Wait a second. Apparently, the American people are not qualified to elect the right people because they haven't done so far, right? Because the people that they elected hired the people that hired the people that hired the people that hired these people that stole this stuff.
But Donald Trump, he'll make America great again.
Donald Trump is an insane fool.
Right. And
he's talking about building a wall in the middle of a river.
Right. And, you know, if he gets in, he's certainly not going to dismantle the NSA. So, you know, this isn't going to change. The power of the U.S. federal government is not going to be threatened in any way, shape, or form by these political candidates. And, Mr. Anonymous, I appreciate you coming on and bringing that that story to our attention. Listeners, you're welcome to comment as well. Should I say shut down the NSA? In fact, shut down the entire federal government while we're at it. What you use are they? You know, they don't actually add any value to my life. I don't know about you, but it seems like all they do is extract money, extract obedience from us, regulate businesses into the ground, destroy innocent life all around the globe. What is it that they do that isn't destructive? What is it that they do that is of value? Why bother keeping them around? It's time to secede. It's time for, look, because they're not going to go away on their own volition. They're going to have to fail before the U.S. federal government goes away. So I say states need to leave as soon as possible before we all go down together.
So I say this is a very good thing. The fact that these kind of...
That the NSA got the hack.
Yeah, the fact that these kind of privacy-destroying programs were, now have been made available to everybody, because this is going to trickle down relatively quickly. Somebody's going to buy it, it's going to get copied, blah, 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 it's going to keep on coming down. The hackers are going to have it. At some point, you're just not going to be able to keep secrets, at least not on the internet. People need to stop believing that you can keep secrets online.
All right, so if you want to comment on this, you can. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. We got a full hour to go here on our final night broadcasting live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest. And join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get to you coming up in hour three. And your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.